We're talking today with Mike Schulte from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Mike, we are in the time of year that our producers looking real hard at getting this 2018 crop into the ground. Of course, the earlier part of the planting season, primarily for folks wanting some wheat pasture. But we're seeing a lot of folks that are starting to move that direction.
Yes, USDA had numbers out on Monday that we are 11% planted in the state. I think a lot of it is depending on where the rains fell. Certainly we did have moisture over the past week in southwest Oklahoma. Producers a lot of times will opt to plant earlier down in that region so they can go into grazing situations. So I think we have seen a lot of activity in that part of the state. There are parts in central Oklahoma where we do have producers that are planting in those places as well. I think a lot of producers have opted to wait, though, maybe until after this weekend because we have more moisture that is predicted for this coming week. And I think once we get through Monday and Tuesday of next week, we'll probably be seeing all the drills moving at full speed ahead across the state.
I guess as they wait till later September, early October, then they're starting to get more serious about grain production.
Currently right now, price is dictating a lot of the decisions that producers are making out there in the field. I think that no doubt we are going to see more producers opt for grazing situations in the state just based on what price is set at right now going into this next year. We have seen a large decline in acres in Oklahoma this past year with cotton acres increased in southwest Oklahoma. We've also been seeing a lot of producers looking at different cropping systems in the northern and central part of the state with summer crops. So with the acres being down not only in Oklahoma but across the United States, we're hopeful that the price situation is going to change in the world market from the U.S. perspective, as well as what other countries are offering here maybe in 4 or 5 months. Again, that's going to be a wait and see, but currently, because of the condition that we are in, we are going to see the producers in looking at those graze out opportunities or grazing situations.